Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Police investigating a double homicide in South Wichita. We have the story.
Sedgwick County recording its first death from COVID-19. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Union leaders are concerned about Spirit's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Our storm system last night is on its way out. Nice quiet weather is expected throughout most of today with a warm-up tomorrow. Our full forecast is on the way.
President Trump is advocating a drug to help fight the coronavirus.
Calling it a milestone in our war against the coronavirus, President Trump showing off the new rapid test kit from Abbott Laboratories, the company saying it would launch the test next week in certain urgent care facilities. The Abbott approval follows two other rapid tests cleared by regulators in just the past week after other older tests took between 4 to 8 hours to deliver results. The president also lauding the emergency use authorization by the FDA for the decades-old anti-malaria drugs hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine to battle the virus. But as with so much in our country's war against the pandemic, the news is mixed. New stay-at-home orders in Arizona, Virginia, Maryland, D.C., and South Florida, and a similar order in Tennessee.
Fox's Todd Pyro reporting there.
A 9-year-old girl and a woman in her 20s were found shot to death at a home in the 4500 block of South Walnut in Wichita. Around 4:30 yesterday afternoon, officers were called to do a welfare check at the home. When they arrived, they found the woman and her daughter with gunshot wounds, both dead at the scene. Last night, police were checking the neighborhood and asking for witnesses, but they do not have any suspects.
Sedgwick County has recorded its first death from the COVID-19 virus, a Wichita man in his 60s. Who had underlying health conditions and who had a history of travel. County Manager Tom Stoll says now more than ever, residents are asked to stay home.
Please use common sense, and whether it's a governor's order or a president's order or a county order, use common sense and please stay home and remain distancing from other people, because it's so critical for our medical system in the next 2 weeks that we keep this curve as flat as possible so that they can provide good health care for those that need it.
Local health officials are looking for virus cases to peak in our area between the middle of April through the first week of May.
Yesterday was day one of a statewide stay-at-home order. Dr. Lee Norman is Secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment.
We will get through this in April. There's no question about that. It's not going to be any fun, I will admit. And I think what we expect to see is that the number of cases will die down during the spring and summertime. But we, I think, are pretty sure we're going to see a recurrence in the fall.
Dr. Norman says if people reduce their movements and human contacts by about 55% from normal, it would make hundreds more hospital beds available.
The union representing the workers at Spirit AeroSystems says hundreds of employees are at risk for exposure to COVID-19.
Some union leaders this week say Spirit needs to provide gloves and masks to employees still working on military and 787 lines of production. District Union Rep Cornell Beard says the company is doing a great job with providing hand sanitizer, but he says workers would benefit from personal protective equipment.
Just the lack of PPE, the fear of taking something home back to your families.
Spirit AeroSystems Senior Manager of Communications, Keturah Austin, says the company is diligent about cleaning and that Spirit continues to take seriously the COVID-19 outbreak. Austin says the company continues to be proactive by monitoring and making changes as circumstances dictate to keep workers safe. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Police have identified a man who was shot and killed Saturday in the 2700 block of South Roosevelt in southeast Wichita. An individual called 911 reported seeing a bleeding man in a car. When police arrived, they found 38-year-old Edward Wren with multiple gunshot wounds. He was dead at the scene. If anyone has any information on this case, they can call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111.
Sedgwick County authorities say the death of a 26-year-old Wichita man whose body was found in a ditch is being investigated as a homicide. Zachary Tilson's body was found Friday in a ditch near Valley Center. Deputies found the body after someone reported a red pickup truck parked on a nearby road. And while investigating the truck, deputies discovered Tilson's body in a nearby ditch. Sheriff's office has not said how Tilson died. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll be taking a look at the ramifications for the baseball season and an NCAA eligibility ruling that's coming up in sports.
Justice Department investigating at least one senator following a stock sell-off. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News he thinks the people of Wichita are complying with the stay-home orders.
You know, it's been good. No one likes the situation we're in, that's for sure. But I think that the majority of the people realizes the serious situation, and we got to take best precautions, not just for us, but for the people we interact with.
Whipple commented during Monday with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
The Justice Department is investigating at least one senator following a stock sell-off.
Senator Richard Burr is now facing two probes amid widespread outrage over his sale of $1.7 million in publicly traded stock just 1 week before the market crashed due to the coronavirus outbreak. Ahead of the downturn, the North Carolina Republican sat in on closed-door briefings about the virus and was publicly downplaying the soon-to-be pandemic. The Associated Press reports the FBI has now joined the Securities and Exchange Commission in looking into Burr. He has denied any wrongdoing and has requested an ethics view of the sale. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The Supreme Court case involving President Trump's bid to shield his tax records will not take place as scheduled.
The Supreme Court announced a little over 2 weeks ago that it is postponing upcoming oral arguments due to the coronavirus pandemic, including three cases set to be argued today concerning President Trump's bid to shield his financial records. The court in a statement said the postponement of those cases and others because of the spread of the virus is out of an abundance of caution. The court said it will examine the options for rescheduling in light of the developing circumstances. As things stand, the last argument day for this session of the Supreme Court is on April 29th. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This morning in traffic, we've got traffic volumes only heavy just in small spots out there. Doesn't really appear to be any traffic slowdowns in Wichita at the moment. Good news there. And it looks to be that visibility, while still listed at 3 miles at Eisenhower National Airport, looks like the fog doesn't appear to be too badly affecting visibility out there at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Scattered showers end across south central Kansas, and with a partly cloudy sky today, we should be around 60 at noontime, 65 for the high this afternoon. Clear tonight, our low in the mid-40s, then sunny, windy, and warmer on Wednesday with a high in the low 70s. Showers may return early on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, mist, 47 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour. Are you considering implementing a work-at-home policy? VoxLink can help your business make a smooth transition toward the remote office environment and save you 35% or more on your monthly bill. Call 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-VOXLINK. 844-5465. 810 now, Steve and Ted here on this Tuesday morning, the last day of March. We had a mostly cloudy day with afternoon rain across south central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 66 degrees, a normal high, 63, and about 32 hundredths of an inch of rain recorded in Wichita, about a third of an inch. All right, it's coming up on 8:11 now, Steve and Ted, and do you qualify for a stimulus check in the Senate's coronavirus response bill? Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers with us this morning. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
I wonder if I qualify. Who's going to get a check and how much?
Here are some basic facts to know about the stimulus information. First of all, they use your tax returns to determine what it is that you're going to get. So if you've already filed your 2019 return this year, they'll base it on that. If you have not filed your 2019 tax return, remember they have now moved out the deadline past April 5th into July. So you've got still some time to file your taxes, but if you haven't so far, don't worry, they're going to use your 2018 tax return. The number that they're going to look at to determine who gets what is the adjusted gross income. Whatever the number is in that little box for your adjusted gross income on the most recent tax return is what they base this on. Now, there's three numbers I'm going to give you right now to kind of help you gauge where you might be and how much you're going to get back, if anything. That payment number that we keep hearing, the $1,200 checks, right? We've heard a lot about that. Mm-hmm. Here's how they determine who gets one of those. If you are a single filer with an adjusted gross income below $75,000, then you get the $1,200. You're eligible for the $1,200. If you're a head of household filer, like a single parent, with an adjusted gross income below $112,500, you're eligible for the $1,200 maximum amount. That also goes for married couples with no children who file jointly and have an adjusted gross income below $150,000. They get double the payment, actually. They get a $2,400 payment. Each one of them gets the $1,200. So those three numbers are the keys to determining who's eligible for the most money. Now, if you make more than those three numbers I just gave you for each of those scenarios, the money that you get for stimulus goes down. And it's kind of a sliding scale all the way up to a top number. And at that point, it caps out. What is the top number? If you are a single filer and your adjusted gross income is $99,000 or more, that's it for you. You don't qualify. If you are a head of household single parent and yours is $136,500, that's the top limit for you. For married filers with no children, $198,000. So this kind of gives you an idea of the range of money. If you're somewhere in that range, you'll get less than $1,200. But it kind of gives you an idea of what to go on. Now, the IRS is handling this on their website right now. I just looked a few minutes ago again, irs.gov. They do not have the details of all of this up yet.
Okay.
Yeah. So you should check back in the future. If you're wondering when these are supposed to go out, we've understood from the Treasury Department, they say about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's that much or sooner, because I know there's a lot of people who are hurting right now with no jobs. The other thing is how you're going to get the money. If that's what's coming to you, how do you get it? When you filed your tax returns, if you set up bank information, like if you got a refund and you thought, hey, I want that really fast, I'm going to get that direct deposit into my bank account, then they've already got the pathway established on how you get your money, right? That's how you're going to, that's how you'll see the stimulus check if you have one coming. Mm-hmm. If you filed with a, sent your paper in to file paper, you know, wise, and you didn't set up any kind of bank information on it, they sent you a physical check for your refund, or, you know, you paid a physical check if you had to pay taxes, then you'll get a physical check for your stimulus.
All right. That's a pretty complicated, but you've done a really good job of explaining it to us. We appreciate it.
It is. It gets in the weeds fast, man.
Yeah. And for those of us who are local radio hosts making the millions of dollars, we probably won't get a cent, but that's all right.
Well, here's hoping you do.
All right. Thank you, Tanya. That's Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. explaining how that just, yeah, she did a pretty good job of explaining it. It is pretty complicated. There's no doubt about it. 8:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And I, on a related note, Ted, I would just like to tell you that my daughter, of course, my daughter is Stacy, and her husband, Eric, are both accountants.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to Stacy briefly last night. She said, you know, there's some stuff about the small business refunds and things like that are going on for their clients. And I'm not going to, I don't know who their clients are, frankly, but she said it's like accountants were scrambling trying to figure out exactly how this is going to shake out
for
people's taxes and so forth and who's going to get what. So,
because used to, there was pretty rigid set of dates and you knew what was going to happen and when it was going to happen. And now it's floating a little bit.
Yeah, it's floating around a little bit. We're trying to figure out just exactly what's going to happen. But the good thing is we're going to put some money in people's pockets when they're really going to need it. And hopefully, just hoping that we can get through to the summer and things start cooking back again and get back on track. But, you know, and then, again, we're talking this morning, what's going to happen if this virus comes back in the fall? I guess we'll, if we see it quick enough, we can move quick enough, you know, from experience, you know, get the schools out, get them, and maybe it'll be just a brief thing. And maybe we'll have some sort of vaccine by then. Anyway, we'll keep our fingers crossed. And Ted and I will keep an eye on the situation for you. It's coming up on 8:17 now. And again, this is day 7 of the local order that's now the state order to stay at home. And how you doing, Ted? You holding up pretty good with your staying at home all the time? You used to, most of the time, this time of the year, you're doing gridiron, you're doing
soccer, baseball,
all kinds of things. And it's got to be a little different for you.
It's changed everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm having a kind of a difficult time.
I get done with work and I drive home. And that's the end of the story.
You got to get a hobby or something, Ted. Maybe you can take up painting or something like that. What do you think?
No, it's not happening.
All right, it's 8:17 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And time for a look at sports with Ted Woodward here on this Tuesday morning, Ted.
And we take a look at what's the latest on the Summer Olympics. Of course, originally scheduled for this summer, now having to retool.
Retool, yeah.
We will take a look at the Olympics. They've now set dates for 2021. So
okay,
that's kind of what they're doing.
Good.
And the NCAA has now made a ruling concerning eligibility.
The NCAA's Division I Council Monday voted to grant an extra year of eligibility to all student-athletes in spring sports whose seasons were canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. That's sports like baseball and softball. The decision also extends eligibility to all student-athletes, not just seniors, and allows schools to expand their rosters beyond current scholarship limits to account for incoming recruits and seniors who were expected to leave. The NCAA will leave it up to each individual school to decide whether or not to grant less or equal financial aid this coming year than what athletes previously received. A ruling was not made regarding winter sports athletes who may have missed out on postseason tournaments. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A nice honor for a Kansas men's basketball player, senior Udoka Azubuike, named the Defensive Player of the Year by the National Association of Basketball Coaches. And why not? Azubuike, pretty staunch defender. He had a great senior season, led the Big 12 Conference in double-doubles, and had 10.5 rebounds a game. Averaged 2.5 blocks per game, but he really turned it on in the second half of the season. In the final 17 games, he averaged 6 blocked shots per game. So he was really tearing it up. Hard to get in the middle there against Udoka Azubuike. The second Kansas Jayhawk to win the Defensive Player of the Year award. Jeff Withey won it 7 years ago. And now Azubuike wins it for the Jayhawks, which finished ranked number 1 in the nation. The overwhelming lead in both basketball polls. How about the Major League Baseball season? How will it get things going? And how long of a season is even possible at this point? Here's Doug Glanville, ESPN Major League Baseball analyst.
I see half a season. I don't know for 100% of how this is going to play out, but you're looking at the clock. You have to get ready. You have to have kind of another spring training. How long is that going to take? First of all, you're trying to coordinate an entire country. Teams are all over the place. And what's happening in Washington State is not necessarily what's happening in Washington, D.C. with respect to the health and safety. So to create a unified schedule is very difficult. Do you have neutral sites? Do you play in front of fans? All these decisions are going to constantly be changing. So you know, how you can get a full season, and it's hard to imagine without doing something where you're playing once again out to December and you're playing doubleheaders every weekend, and then you start to question what kind of product you're putting out there.
Yep, a lot of unknowns still remain just for about every sport out there in this new brave new world. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
It's so amazing. Just as he was talking, I was just thinking, it's so amazing to think, Ted, that something that's microscopic, you can't even see it, and it's just disrupting everything in our life, mm-hmm. every at every corner of it.
Wow,
interesting, scary as well.
We're trying to figure it out every hour by hour.
All right, 8:21 now with Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute, looking at President Trump's reaction to the pandemic. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.